Problems controlling immigration into the U.S. at the southern border stretch back for decades, and of course so does a lack of answers and solutions. While some control was seen at least developing during the Obama administration, that was the last time illegal immigration numbers actually saw any kind of decline. That trend down certainly has turned into a huge increase up. Recently, Republican Governor Greg Abbott, Ron DeSantis, they thought they had an idea. Bus and fly migrants, and of course taxpayers' expense to Democrat-led cities and states. With us now to review all this and talk about its potential impact is a Florida-based immigration attorney, founder of the Castro Legal Group, Renata Castro. How are you today, Renata?
I'm great, Chris. Thanks for having me to discuss such an important topic.
Oh, without a doubt. CastroLegalGroup.com is Renata's website for her legal services. Find out more information about what she provides in the legal realm and more information really about this issue overall that we're talking about. Just to lay the groundwork with some stats before we get into this issue, according to the Migration Policy Institute, the unauthorized population in America is around 11 million, their precise number, 11,047,000. If you look at total encounters by the U.S. Border Patrol, all of last year, that number was 1,662,167. So far this year, just over 2 million, 2,005,026. Now, we should say, too, those numbers are a bit skewed because there are repeated encounters in numerous instances, especially in the month of August, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection made note of. And the bulk of migration now is not from people of Mexico. It's now Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. I just wanted to place all that in front of the listeners so they can get appreciation of what we are talking about here. As best as you can, I know it's a challenge to get into the mind of someone like Ron DeSantis or Greg Abbott in this issue, but what is it that they were thinking of that they think this was accomplishing?
Well, Chris, you as a reporter know that airtime is incredibly valuable in a political campaign, and this is nothing more than a political stunt. This is an opportunity for two presidential hopefuls to use taxpayer dollars to push forward an agenda that they know works with the Republican base. When you look at what Greg Abbott and Governor DeSantis have done in busing voluntarily or busing and flying individuals who chose to be on those planes, it doesn't really solve it. To me, it just highlights their inability to think decisions through, aside from political ideology. Think about it. You're inviting migrants to go on a taxpayer-funded trip to a better judicial circuit. Migrants actually stand an 80% higher chance of winning their asylum cases in Massachusetts than they do in the state of Florida. He is actually using taxpayer dollars to help them get legal status. How great of a decision maker is this politician? When you look at numbers, and you mention the numbers of encounters on the border, individuals who come to the United States and present themselves at a port of entry are actually coming in the country legally, because asylum laws of the United States require an individual to present themselves at the border and say, I am here because I fear for my life as a result of past or current persecution. They're not actually breaking the law. The surge is not a political one resulting from Biden ordering people to come through the border. That is a direct correlation of the economic disarray that some countries outside of the United States find themselves in, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba. So unless the United States has an immigration reform that serves the United States, because we need migrants here for more reasons than one, but also if there isn't any kind of economic correction abroad, we will continue to see record numbers, because the United States has been the most resilient economy during COVID. People just want to flee the economic despair that they find themselves in countries like Venezuela. So this is a little more complex than just busing migrants or flying them out of a state. It's important to understand the role that, for example, outdated political legislation has played in bringing record numbers of Cubans to the United States, even though we are not in the Cold War anymore. The Cuban Adjustment Act results from the United States trying to control a Soviet Union ally at the time, Cuba, and giving Cubans the opportunity to flee the regime of Fidel Castro. But most importantly, putting the United States in a strategic position should there be a war with the Soviet Union. We have internet. We live in different times. We are still using archaic laws that don't serve our country and our economy and our people. Humane and strategic migration is for the benefits of Americans more than it is for the benefits of migrants, because we get to attract the best and the brightest to this country through proper vetting.
Talking with immigration attorney Renata Castro, founder of the Castro Legal Group, castrolegalgroup.com, their website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. With that reliance on the issue of immigration being so strongly embraced by at least a wing of the Republican Party, if you look at poll after poll, at best, immigration ranks maybe fourth, rare occasion third, as far as what people see as the most important issue in facing America today. And I'm glad you mentioned, too, that because of the seeking of asylum, that albeit technically still makes that migrant legally in the United States. Stopwatch is on versus a calendar, but nevertheless, they still have legal residence in the country. So that, I guess, would add credence to the legal charges that the migrants are making against DeSantis and others, saying that their Fourth and 14th Amendment rights, because of all this, were violated.
Well, those are great points, Chris. An individual does not need to have legal status in order to have constitutional rights attached to him or her. Individuals physically present in the United States, irrespective of legal status, may or may not have legal rights depending on the circumstances. I personally, as a lawyer, feel that some of the charges are a stretch, are another political grab, and as a way to litigate yourself into newspaper covers or a website main page. Until we have an educated conversation, the busing of migrants will not change immigration law, because governors don't have a far reach outside of their state. They're governors of their state, but the United States is the United States of America, because we are a collection of states, and immigration law is one of those areas of law that is of exclusive jurisdiction to the president and the federal government, Congress and Senate. Governors don't get to say what is done in immigration law. That is well codified in United States laws. So you have to ask, how can states that are disproportionately impacted by, because of their geographic location, such as is the case of Texas and New Mexico, have also been benefited by the exchange of commerce and goods and tourism because of their location. And we don't see them complaining about that. Unfortunately, when you settle into a location or when you're in a certain position, you get the good and the bad. You don't get to just bus migrants and use taxpayer dollars because you feel that's convenient. Governor DeSantis, in my opinion, did not engage in human trafficking. I would be surprised if this wouldn't constitute improper use of government funds. Now, that may be a valid argument, but at best, this is just the road trip from hell being led by your annoying uncle who only wants to talk about politics all the way through the road trip, if I had to use a way to describe it. Once again, both sides just grabbing at strays and not addressing the real issue. You mentioned how Republicans, immigration at number three or four in their list of concerns. America's getting poorer by the day. The American middle class can't afford to survive with the quality of life that we once enjoyed. Wages don't keep up with our cost of living. Who's going to talk about that? Who's going to talk about the fact that our kids don't leave college anymore with the expectation of a high-paying job that would allow them to move out? Why are we spending all this time, money, and intellect into addressing something that could be our superpower? How can we use migration to attract more entrepreneurs in a properly vetted way, workers for our industries? We just keep talking about all these bad hombres, and quite frankly, the percentage of migrants who come into the United States and have a criminal history is probably less than 0.5%, because those who come through the border are vetted. If bad people are coming through the country after going through Customs and Border Patrol, there is an issue with the system, not an issue with the people. And it takes someone who understands immigration law, and it's quite surprising. Governor DeSantis is actually an Ivy League educated lawyer who doesn't seem to understand federal jurisdiction.
Maybe, just maybe, as I said back in the introduction as we wrap up here, that the problem of immigration stretches back decades. So maybe, just maybe, an act like this that so many people seem to be either strongly supporting, strongly against, might lead to the conversation that's been blocked over and over and over again, where ideas run into roadblocks because not enough votes in the bodies that are hired and paid to decide these issues seem to see any positive action by showing up with an answer. Instead, they just want to keep the issue alive because, well, it means campaign money, it means FaceTime on TV, it means something personal for them on either side versus finding a solution to help the many. I gave you those numbers at the beginning of this segment. It's significant, and more importantly than significant numbers, it's significant human lives that we're talking about here, not to be used as pawns, as most agree Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott, as well as the governor of Arizona, have seen to see fit to do. Learn more about the legal services, immigration law services, that Renata Castro's firm offers, CastroLegalGroup.com. Renata Castro, thank you as always for your insight into an issue that people want to usually inject too much politics into. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.